Pensions Regulator's latest defined contribution survey paints a worrying picture of underperformance in small pension schemes. It found that only 4% of micro schemes and 1% of small schemes are meeting all of the watchdog's governance standards. The survey showed that larger pension plans, such as authorised master trusts, are more likely to be run well. I'm Sophia Imerson, Deputy Editor at Pensions Expert. I'm joined today by David Fairs, Executive Director for Regulatory Policy, Analysis and Advice at TPR, to discuss what these findings mean and how the DC landscape might change. Hi, David.
Good morning.
Firstly, what are the main reasons behind the underperformance in small schemes?
I mean, I think you're absolutely right. There is very heavy underperformance, particularly in DC schemes. And I think some of that stems from a misunderstanding between trustees and their provider. But we find that trustees think that our rules, regulations don't apply to them. And that's particularly true at the smaller end of the market.
Is consolidation the best answer then for these poorly run DC schemes?
Well, we're agnostic as to whether trustees improve the governance of their pension schemes or whether they consolidate. We do know that master trusts have been through an authorisation process, so they're run by fit and proper people, they have the right systems and processes, and they're sustainable. So if trustees are willing and able to improve governance, then we'll help them do that. But if not, then we'll encourage them towards master trusts.
And once that full list of authorised master trusts has been announced and we move into master trust supervision, do you think more trustees will have the confidence to transfer their members to master trusts?
And we're already seeing some schemes move towards master trusts. But I think as the full number of master trusts are authorised, we'll see that accelerate. And to some degree, the actions that we'll take in will encourage schemes towards that.
And the DC survey showed that the trustees of 43% of small schemes have thought about winding up. But the survey also points out that those schemes were more likely to meet the regulators' required standards than schemes of the same size that haven't considered winding up. So what can be done to reach these more disengaged trustees?
Well, I think that statistic might look a little odd, that it's actually the trustees who do take governance quite seriously that are looking at winding up and moving to master trusts. Mm-hmm. But it's the well-governed schemes that are looking at all the options for their members. They're looking to make sure that members have got good investment options, the charges are reasonable, and the schemes are well-governed. So it's quite natural, I think, that they would challenge themselves to say, are there better options for those members in master trusts? The challenge for us is those schemes that are disengaged, where governance is not as good as we would like it to be, and how we get those trustees to take governance much more seriously. We have found where we start regulatory initiatives that those trustees do start to take governance much more seriously and look at the options, and we'll do much, much more of that in the future.
And only 20% of schemes in the survey take climate change into account when considering their investment approach. So how much change do you think we can expect to see here over the next few years, given new regulations and increasing awareness of environmental, social and governance factors?
As you probably know, climate change and ESG is a particular focus of the pensions minister, and he speaks very passionately and eloquently about it. But also we find that younger members are much more interested in how their assets are being invested and are interested in pensions because of the focus on ESG. As you say, we have got new regulations that are coming into place, which mean trustees will have to look at ESG much more seriously. And we'll be ensuring that trustees take those responsibilities very seriously and take action that's required.
Thanks, David. For more on DC governance, please visit pensions-expert.com.